And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, September 15th edition. Hope you guys had a good Wednesday. A little slate, a little day game action with an evening eight-game slate for you. Some fun stuff as usual. The Rangers did Rangers things as we thought. Orioles not too shabby, but lots of fun around the diamond. The risk of Rasmussen did not pay off this go-around. That's why it was risky. We talked about it, so we'll get back on the wagon if you went that way. But that's what GPP is all about. Take that boomer bust type play. It was a bust on this one. We have two games during the day. No help there. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric, or join us in the Fantasy Degens Discord. Do a five-game main slate starting at 7:20 p.m. Eastern time. Not sure why they couldn't add in the 6:40 p.m. Eastern time game, but DraftKings does goofy things like that. So we have five games to break down for you. We'll get it all taken care of on the show, plus questions in the Discord throughout the day to get things up and running. If you give the podcast a rate and review on iTunes or Spotify, that'd be great. And if you could, if you're watching on YouTube, give the old thumbs up, like, share, leave comments, all that good stuff. That'd be awesome as well. But we'll get you in and out real quickly on this slate. Pitcher's position for you here on this game. Let's talk totals real quick. We got four totals. Pirates, Mets, 7.5. A's, Astros, 8. Royals, Twins, 8.5. Red, 8. Waiting on the D-backs game as they have a spot starter coming up, which we'll talk about very, very shortly. Pitching on this slate, though, Lance McCullers at $9,700. On a small slate like this, you want just raw numbers. Lance, 20 or more points in 3 of 5 starts since coming off the IL, up to 105 pitches, which is great. So he's fully stretched out, 5 or more Ks in 4 or 5 starts, at least 5 innings in every start. We got Lance back. He should be chalky. It's a great matchup versus Oakland, an Oakland team that's striking out almost 24% of the time versus righties over the last month, 226 average, 93 WRC plus. Lance is a phenomenal play. The contrarian play would be to play A's bats, but Lance is in a really, really good spot on this slate. If you want to pivot, though, Carlos Carrasco at 94 might not get the love he deserves, and he's boomer bust. Kind of has a Rasmussen vibe to him tonight, but he's coming off a gem to Miami, which happens a lot. 6 innings, 1 earned, 6 Ks for 25 points. But prior to that, a 3-point performance against the Nats on his return from the IL. So we've seen a lot of 20-point performances. We've seen a couple duds from Carrasco, but a really, really good spot here coming against Pittsburgh, given it's a Pittsburgh team that played really well in Cincinnati in that 4-game series the last few days. But it also is a Pittsburgh team striking out 25% of the time versus righties, hitting 225, 81 WRC plus. So if you want to pivot off McCullers, Cookie at $9,400 is outstanding in this matchup. Now it gets murky. Like, do you want to go Mikolas at 9,000? You know, earlier in the year, he was just absolute money for us. Been a little rough of late. Did have 26 points 2 starts ago. Cincinnati went 4 1/3, 4 earned, 3 Ks at the 3 starts back. Small slate, you could. I'd rather go to Carrasco or McCullers if you need to. There'll be plenty of value bats because there's some bad teams here. So you got those. If you want to punt, though, this is where I'm going to go. If you want to go McCullers or Carrasco and punt, we got Dre Jameson making his debut for the Arizona Diamondbacks. And Dre Jameson, people will see. We know we've seen Tommy Henry. We've seen Ryan Nelson come up and be pretty productive for the D-backs. They got a Dre Jameson. They're going to see an ERA close to 7. In AAA with a whip close to 2, but 109 Ks compared to 42 walks, which is big to me. But one of the things is he's pitching in the PCL. Like, Reno, the ball flies out of most PCL parks to fly out of. What I want to see, though, 109 Ks in 114 innings, and he's only got a 6% walk rate over the last 54 innings or so. So he's really started to produce a lot better. Super risky. It's San Diego. I get it. But $4,000 for a guy that's going up against a Padres team striking out 22.5% of the time with a 209 average, 121 ISO, 86 WRC plus versus righties over the past month. There's some appeal with Dre Jameson. If he's not walking guys and can somehow sneak in like 5-6 Ks over 5, this dude's going to pay off in a big way at 4K. It's risky, super, super risky. But we see Nelson come in and they're fully stretched out, and the D-backs will let him go if they're not walking guys. So something to definitely keep in mind if you want to punt. It's McCullers and Carrasco for me up top. I don't like anybody in the middle if I don't have to. And then Dre Jameson is quite intriguing in that punt area. All right, let's talk about bats on this five-gamer here. Catcher's position for you. I love attacking Dylan Bundy. So you got Sal Perez at 51. You got MJ Melendez at 48. Melendez is catcher outfield eligible. So both very strong plays. Arizona will be one of my favorite stacks because guess who's pitching and guess who we like to always attack? Sean Manaea. Sean Murphy, 4,400. Carson Kelly at $3,600 versus Manaea is one I like quite a bit, even though he's kind of struggled. We got the Twins versus a lefty. You know what that means? Gary Sanchez at $3,100. I will jump right back on that bandwagon. And you know what? 9.05215. He's GPP, folks. This is what he is. On a slate like this, you want to get a little weird, a Gary Sanchez, $3,100 is definitely a way to get weird if you need to. Farther down the list, though, Maldonado at $2,600 versus Kaprielian is definitely a punt if you need it, because Kaprielian, you know, we've seen the good, we've seen the bad, we've seen a lot more bad than good. And he's coming off a little break after hitting his finger on the wall because he couldn't get dressed, apparently. So that's something to think about as well. First base position for you here, you got Goldie. Jennings not good. So St. Louis, 100% back in play. Goldie at 63 is fine. But if you do want to fade Jameson, Josh Bell's 44. I'm not looking to. I'd rather get Christian Walker at 3 versus Sean Manaea. Sign me up for that one. Our buddy Miranda, Jose Miranda at 33 versus Lynch. Like, what does Miranda have to do to be priced appropriately? Like, I'm not saying he's got to be 5K, but he should be a perennial, like, mid to low 4K guy. Like, that's what he is. So Jose Miranda at $3,300, really good look for you if you're trying to save some cash. I think I like Christian Walker a little better, but Miranda's $1,000 cheaper if you need to go that direction. Other guys, if you are fading McCullers, Seth Brown, I talked about him on Wednesday's show. He went deep. That's what Seth Brown does in tournaments. First base outfit eligible at $2,900. He won't go deep every day, but it's still a great matchup if you want to go there. Steer for Cincinnati's $2,700. He's first base, third base. Nick Prado is only 25. It's a great value. And Vinny P is 22. Two good Royals values going up against Dylan Bundy. So lots of options at first base. Like a lot of options at first base. If you don't want the Christian Walkers of the world, there's a ton of places to go at the position. And that's what I mean. Like the two pitchers up top, and there's a bunch of bad pitchers down below. So there's a lot of options. You can probably pay for Carrasco and McCullers, to be honest, and still get a ton of good bats and make it work. Second base for you. If you want to go Astros with Altuve, that's fine. But Josh Rojas at 49 versus Manaea, very much in play. Ketel Marte as well at 41. Josh Rojas is second base, third base eligible, where Ketel Marte is second base only. Nolan Gorman is super boom or bust. You guys get Chase Anderson, could lead to a boom situation. So keep him on your radar. Excuse me. A few more for you, though, as we drive into that 3Ks and below here. Tony Kemp at 28. He went deep on Wednesday as well. The A's did their A's things that they do like once, maybe twice a week, and they did it in a big, big way. Other than that, though, like if you want to go Nicky Lopez, you can, but I don't think you need to. You want that big upside, and it just hasn't shown it. That's been the bummer with him. All right, third base position on this slate. Arenado went deep on Wednesday's 5,900 versus Anderson Bregman. Bobby Witt could be one that gets overlooked here at $5,600. He's interesting. I mentioned Josh Rojas earlier. Some other options down below, though. Brian Hayes is heating up. He's 34. If you're going to fade Carrasco, you can definitely go there. I don't think you need to, though. Emmanuel Rivera, Arizona, $2,900 versus Manaea. That's a bit of a value. He's been boom or bust, but it's a really great spot there versus Sean Manaea. So those would be some of the third basemans I'd be looking at. Steers down there. We talked about for the Reds as well. Shortstop position for you. French Lindor has been awesome. $6,100. Mentioned Bobby Witt. But Carlos Correa versus a lefty. Went deep on a lefty two nights ago. He's 5K versus Daniel Lynch. That's a really strong spot there. Some cheaper options, though. It's pretty bleak at shortstop. It is legit pay up at the shortstop position. Wow. As I scroll down, this is bad. So, yeah, it's got Lindor. You got Witt. Correa at 5K. You could use O'Neill Cruz in a tournament. He went deep on Wednesday, I believe. But it's pretty bad at the shortstop position. You're paying up there. We got value elsewhere, paying up at shortstop. Outfield for you before we get you on out of here. You got Kyle Tucker's been fuego. He's up to 55. Remember we used to play him for so cheap? Yeah. Yeah. That was fun. Tyler O'Neill's an intriguing tournament play at 51, but Brian Reynolds at 5K versus Carrasco. Man, Pittsburgh is so frustrating, but they got an interesting situation on us here. But you got Nimmo at 49, the Mets, Brubaker. I like Baker quite a bit, but there is some upside with the Mets. Melendez at 48. Varsho hit his 25th home run of the year. He's 47 versus Manaea. You got Tyler Naquin at 43 versus Brubaker. That's another option. But Jake McCarthy at 38 versus Manaea. He's a left. It'll be lefty-lefty. I really don't care. He's $3,800 versus Manaea, so that works. It's been quieting down, but still $3,600. Corbin Carroll went deep on Wednesday for third of the year. Probably sits against Manaea, but if he's in at $3,100, that's a little nice as well. Mentioned Seth Brown at 29, Tony Kemp at 28, Alec Thomas, he's been struggling, but he's 27 versus Manaea. I love the D-backs, and they got some value to look at. But Kyle Garlick of Minnesota, he usually gets to start versus lefties. He's $2,400 versus Lynch. That's when you want to use him, so keep that in mind. Other than that, and there will be more value. Like if you really want to go with Punisher versus Aquino, you can. It's a boom or bust play. Not sure how in love with that I am, but I could see the appeal on the right day. But lots and lots of options, as you'd expect. Pitching, recap, McCullers, Carrasco. And then if you want to get weird, Dre Jameson. That's where I'm at right now, unless we get some really wacky Thursday lineups, because this middle pitching, like I don't want to pay up for Mikolas. Brubaker is interesting, but I wish it was in Pittsburgh. Attacking Manaea, attacking Bundy, attacking Lynch, attacking Caprillion, attacking Anderson. So yeah, lots of fun there. If we're stacking it up here, my main stacks will be Arizona versus Manaea. I really like that KC Minnesota game as a game stack. And then you can make arguments for Houston, St. Louis, and then that Pittsburgh-New York Mets game was interesting. But mainly for me, it's Arizona, KC, Minnesota. That's where I want to plant my flags on this five-game slate. So a little slate, get you in, get you out, get you ready to roll. We'll be back to you guys tomorrow night for Friday's big, big slate of action. But don't forget, follow me on Twitter at BDEntric. Give the podcast a rate and review on iTunes and Spotify. If you're on YouTube, give it the old thumbs up. Leave a comment in the comment section. But more importantly, good luck on your Thursday. You got benched with Bubba this past Tuesday, Bubba in the bat flip. Thursday night, Bubba in the bloom. Lots of good stuff there. Look, everybody, I'll see you guys tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, September 15th edition. I'm out.